The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usman. Surah Al-Araf, Juz 9, Surah Al-Araf, The Heights, verse number 88 onwards. The chiefs of his people who were arrogant said, O Shu'aib, we will expel you and those who believe with you from our town, or you shall have to turn to our faith. He said, Even if we hate it, we will be forging a lie against Allah. If we were to turn to your faith after Allah has saved us from it is not for us that we turn to it unless Allah our Lord so wills. Our Lord has encompassed everything with his knowledge. In Allah we place our trust. Our Lord decide between us and our people with truth, and you are the best of all judges. The chiefs of his people who disbelieved said, If you are to follow Shu'aib, then you will be utter losers. So the earthquake seized them, and they were found dead in their homes, fallen on their faces. Those who rejected Shu'aib became as if they never dwelt there. Those who rejected Shu'aib were themselves the losers. So he turned away from them and said, O my people, I have surely delivered to you the message of my Lord and wish your betterment. How then should I grieve over a disbelieving people? We did not send any prophet to a town, but we seized its people with hardship and suffering so that they may turn humble. Thereafter we substituted good in place of evil until they increased and said, Hardship and prosperity came to our fathers too. Then we seized them suddenly while they were not aware. If the people of the towns believed and feared Allah, we would have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth, but they disbelieved. So we seized them because of what they used to earn for themselves. So do the people of the towns feel themselves immune from our punishment that may befall them at night while they are asleep? Or do the people of the town feel themselves immune from our punishment that may befall them in broad daylight while they are at play? Do they feel secure from Allah's plan? None can feel secure from Allah's plan except the people who are losers. Have all these events still not taught a lesson to those who inherit the land after its former inhabitants, that if so we willed, we would afflict them for their sin? But we seal their hearts so that they do not listen. Those are the towns, we narrate to you their important events. Surely their messengers came to them with clear signs, but they were not able to believe in what they had rejected earlier. This is how Allah seals the hearts of the disbelievers. We did not find with most of them any covenant unbroken, and surely we have found most of them sinners. After them we sent Musa with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they did injustice to them. So consider the fate of the mischief makers. Musa said, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of all except all of the worlds. It befits me not to say anything about Allah except the truth. I have come to you with a clear sign from your Lord. So let the children of Israel go with me. He said, If you have come with a sign, then bring it forth, if you are really truthful. So he threw down his staff, and in no time it was a vivid serpent. And he drew out his hand, and it was luminous for the onlookers. The chief of the people of Pharaoh said, This man is certainly a sorcerer of great knowledge. He wants to expel you from your land, so what do you suggest? They said, Leave him and his brother alone for a while, and send your men to the cities to collect and bring to you every expert sorcerer who could defeat him. The sorcerers came to Pharaoh. They said, There must be a reward for us if we are the victors. He said, Yes, and of course, you will be among the closer ones to me. They said, O Musa, would you throw first or are we to throw? He said, You throw. So when they threw, they bewitched the eyes of the people and made them frightened and pronounced great sorcery. We revealed to Musa, Throw your staff. Then all of a sudden it began to swallow all that they had concocted. Thus the truth prevailed, and what they were doing became nullity. So they were overcome, and then they turned humiliated. The sorcerers could not but fall in prostration. They said, We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Pharaoh said, You have believed in him before my permission. Undoubtedly, this is a plot you have designed in the city so that you may expel its people from it. Now you shall know its end. I will cut off your hands and your legs from opposite sides. Then I will crucify you altogether. They said, We have surely to return to our Lord. For what fault would you punish us except that we have believed in the sign of our Lord when they appeared to us? O our Lord, pour out patience upon us and cause us to die as Muslims, those who submit to you. The chiefs of the people of Pharaoh said, Shall you leave Musa and his people free to spread disorder in the land and to abandon you and your gods? He said, We shall slaughter their sons and let their women remain alive. We have full power over them. Musa said to his people, Seek help from Allah and be patient. Surely the land belongs to Allah. He lets whomever so he wills inherit it from among his servants, and the end result is in favour of the God-fearing. They said, "We were persecuted before you came to us and after you have come to us." He said, "Hopefully your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you successors in the land, and then he will see how you act." And we seized the people of Pharaoh with years of famine and poor production of fruits, so that they may learn a lesson. When good times came to them, they said, "This is our right." And if an evil touched them, they took to it as an ill omen of Musa and those with him. Listen, their ill omen lies only with Allah only, but most of them do not know. They said, "Whatever sign you bring to us to enchant us with, we are not going to believe in you." So we sent upon them the storm and the locusts and the lice and frogs and blood as signs distinct from each other. Yet they showed arrogance and they were a guilty people. Whenever a scourge befell them, they said, "O Musa, pray for us to your Lord by the covenant he has made with you. If you remove the scourge from us, we will truly believe in you and we will send the children of Israel with you." But then we removed the scourge from them for a term they had to reach. In no time they started to break their promise. Then we subjected them to retribution and drowned them in the sea because they rejected our signs and were neglectful of them. We caused those people who were deemed to be weak, the Israelites, to inherit the east and the west of the land that we had blessed. And the sublime word of your Lord was fulfilled for the children of Israel, because they stood patient, and we destroyed what Pharaoh and his people used to build and what they used to raise high. We made the children of Israel cross the sea. Then they came across a people sitting in devotion before their idols. They, the Israelites, said, "O Musa, make a god for us like they have gods." He said, "You are really an ignorant people. What these people are engaged in is sure to be destroyed, and false is what they are doing." He said, "Shall I seek anyone other than Allah as God for you while he has given you excellence over the people of all the worlds? Remember, when we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, who inflicted grievous torment upon you, slaughtered your sons and left your women alive, in all that there was a great trial from your Lord. And we made an appointment with Musa for 30 nights. Then we supplemented them with another 10. So the total period fixed by the Lord was 40 nights. Musa said to his brother Harun, "Take my place among my people and keep things right, and do not follow the way of the mischief makers." When Musa came at our appointed time and his Lord spoke to him, he said, "My Lord, show yourself to me that I may look at you." He said, "You shall never see me, but look at the mount. If it stays at its place, you will see me." So when his Lord appeared to the mount, he made it smashed and Musa fell down unconscious. When he recovered, he said, "Pure are you, I repent to you, and I am the first to believe that no one can see you in this world." He said, "Musa, I have chosen you above all men for my message and for my speaking to you. So take what I have given you and be among the grateful." We wrote for him on the tablets advice of every kind and explanations of all needful things. So hold it firm and ask your people to hold on to the best things in it. I shall show you the house of the sinners. I shall keep away from my verses those who show arrogance on the earth with no right to do so. Even if they were to see every sign, they would not believe in it. And if they see the path of guidance, they do not take it as their way. And if they see the path of misguidance, they would take it as their way. That is because they have rejected our signs and have been neglectful of them. Gone to waste are the deeds of those who have rejected our signs and the meeting of the hereafter. They will be recompensed only for what they have been doing. And in the absence of Musa, his people made a calf from their ornaments, which was merely a sculpture with a moaning sound. Did they not see that it needed talk to them, nor could it guide them to any way? They adopted it as God and were so unjust. When they became remorseful and saw that they had gone astray, they said, "If Allah shows no mercy to us and does not forgive us, we shall certainly be among the losers." When Musa returned to his people angry and sad, he said, "How bad is the thing that you have done in my absence? How did you act in haste against the command of your Lord?" He dropped down the tablets and grabbed the head of his brother, pulling him towards himself. He, Harun, said, "My mother's son, the people took me as weak and were about to kill me. So do not let the enemies laugh at me, and do not count me with the wrongdoers." He said, "My Lord, forgive me and my brother, and admit us into your mercy. You are the most merciful of all the merciful." Surely, those who have taken the calf as God shall be seized by Allah's wrath and by humiliation in the worldly life. That is how we recompensed the fabricators. As for those who do evil and repent thereafter and embrace faith, your Lord is then most forgiving, very merciful. When the fury of Musa calmed down, he picked up the tablets, and in its contents there was guidance and mercy for those who are fearful before their Lord. And Musa selected 70 men from his people for our appointment. Later, when the earthquake seized them, he said, "My Lord, had it been your will, you could have destroyed them earlier, and me too. Would you destroy us for what the foolish among us have done? It is nothing but a trial from you, wherewith you let go astray whom you will, and give guidance to whom you will. You are our protector, so forgive us, and have mercy on us, and you are the best among those who forgive. And write for us good in this world and in the hereafter. We turn to you in repentance." He, Allah, said, "As for my punishment, I afflict with it whom I will, and my mercy extends to everything. So I shall write it for those who guide themselves against evil and pay zakat, and those who do believe in our verses. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written with them in the Torah and the Injil, and who bids them what is fair and forbids what is unfair, and makes lawful for them good things and makes unlawful for them impure things, and relieves them of their burdens and of the shackles that were upon them. So those who believe in him and support him and help him and follow the light sent down with him, those are the ones who are successful. O Prophet Muhammad, say, O people, I am a messenger of Allah sent to you from the one to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God but he. He gives life and brings death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and his words, and follow him so that you may find the right path. Among the community of Musa, there are people who guide with truth and do justice thereby. And we divided them into 12 tribes as separate communities, and we revealed to Musa, when his people asked him for water, strike the rock with your staff. Then 12 springs gushed forth from it. Each tribe came to know their drinking place. We shaded them with the shadow of the clouds, and we sent down to them man and salwa, saying, eat of the good things we have provided you. And they did us no harm, rather they have been harming their own selves. Recall when it was said to them, live in this town and eat therefrom anywhere you like. They said, Hitta, we seek forgiveness, and enter the gate, prostrating yourselves, so that we forgive your errors. We shall give much more to those who are good in their deeds, but those of them who were unjust substituted another word for the one that was said to them. So we sent down upon them a scourge from the heavens because they had been transgressing. Ask them about the town situated by the sea when they used to transgress in the matter of the Sabbath. When their fish came to them openly on their Sabbath and did not come to them when they did not have Sabbath. In this way, we put to them a test because they used to act sinfully. When a group of them said, why do you exhort a people whom Allah is going to destroy or chastise with a severe punishment? They said, to absolve ourselves before our Lord and in order that they may fear Allah. So when they fought the advice they were given, we saved those who used to forbid evil and seized those who transgressed with a bitter punishment because they had been disobeying. When they persisted in doing what they were forbidden from, we said to them, become apes, debased. Recall when your Lord declared that he would surely keep sending to them till the day of judgment those who inflict on them evil chastisement. Certainly your Lord is swift in punishing, and certainly he is the most forgiving, very merciful. We divided them on the earth as separate communities. Some of them were righteous, while the others were otherwise. We tested them with good and bad times so that they might return. Then, after them, came a generation that inherited the book, opting for the mundane stuff of this world and saying, we shall be forgiven. But if there comes to them similar stuff, they would opt for it again. Was not the covenant of the book taken from them that they should not say anything but the truth about Allah? They learnt what it contained. Certainly, the last abode is better for those who fear Allah. Have you then no sense? Those who hold fast to the book and establish Salah, we shall never let the reward of such righteous people go to waste. When we raised the mountain over them as though it were a canopy, and they thought it was falling upon them, we said, adhere firmly to what we have given you, and remember what is therein, so that you may become God-fearing. Recall when your Lord brought forth their progeny from the loins of the children of Adam and made them testify about themselves by asking them, am I not your Lord? They said, of course you are, we testify. We did so, lest you should say on the day of judgment, we were unaware of this. Or you should say, it was our forefathers who associated partners with Allah, and we were their progeny after them. Would you then destroy us on the account of what the erroneous did, of what the erroneous did. This is how we elaborate the verses, so that they may return. Recite to them the story of the one whom we gave our verses. Then he wriggled out from them. So Satan pursued him, and he became of one of the perverted. If we so willed, we would have elevated him thereby. But he clung to the earth and followed his desires. So his example is like the example of a dog. If you attack him, he pants with his tongue protruding. And if you leave him alone, he still pants with his tongue protruding. That is the example of those who rejected our signs. So relate to the chronicles so that they may ponder. Evil is the example of those who have rejected our signs and have been doing wrong to themselves. The one whom Allah gives guidance is the one on the right path. As for those whom Allah lets go astray, those are the losers. Surely we have created for hell a lot of people from among jinn and mankind. They have hearts wherewith they do not understand, eyes wherewith they do not see, and ears wherewith they do not hear. They are like cattle, rather they are much more astray. They are heedless. For Allah, there are the most beautiful names. So call him by them and leave those who deviate in the matter of his names. They shall be recompensed for what they have been doing. Among those whom we have created, there are people who guide with truth and do justice thereby. As for those who reject our signs, we will lead them gradually towards their punishment in a way that they do not know. I give them respite. Surely my plan is firm. Have they not reflected that their fellow, the Holy Prophet, does not suffer from any madness? He is but a plain warner. Have they not looked into the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and into the things Allah has created and into the fact that their time might have possibly drawn near? In which other discourse, then, shall they believe after this? For those whom Allah lets go astray, there is no one to guide, and he leaves them wandering blindly in their rebellion. Then ask you about the hour, doomsday. When is it due to happen? Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. No one can unfold it except he at its time. It shall weigh heavy in the heavens and the earth. It shall not come upon you but suddenly. Then ask you as if you were aware of it. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah, but most of the people do not know. Say, I have no power to bring a benefit or a harm to myself, except that which Allah wills. If I had the knowledge of the unseen, I would have accumulated a lot of good things, and no evil would have ever touched me. But I am a warner, and a herald of good news for a people who believe. He is the one who has created you from a single soul, and out of him created his wife, so that he may find comfort in her. So when he covers her with himself, she carries a light burden and moves about with it. Thereafter, when she grows heavy, they both pray to Allah. Their Lord, if you bless us with a perfect child, we shall be grateful. But when we bless them with a perfect child, they ascribe partners to him in what he blessed them with. Indeed, Allah is much higher than what they associate with him. Do they associate those with Allah who do not create anything? Rather, they are created themselves. And they, the alleged partners, cannot extend to them any help, nor can they help themselves. If you call them to the right path, they will not follow you. It is all the same for them whether you call them or remain silent. Surely, those whom you invoke besides Allah are slaves of Allah like you. So, call them, and they should respond to you if you are true. Do they have legs to walk with? Or do they have hands to grasp with? Or do they have eyes to see with? Or do they have ears to hear with? Say, call to your associate gods. Then, plot against me and allow me no respite. Surely my protector is Allah who has revealed the book and who does protect the righteous. Those whom you call besides him cannot help you, nor can they help themselves. If you call them for guidance, they shall not hear. You see them as if they are looking at you, while they cannot see. O Prophet, take forgiveness as your habit, enjoin virtue, and ignore the ignorant. Should a stroke from the Satan strike you, seek refuge with Allah. Surely he is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surely when the God-fearing are touched by any instigation from Satan, they become conscious of Allah, and at once they discern the reality. As for the brethren of Satan's, they are dragged by them on into the error, and they do not desist. When you do not bring them a sign, they say, could you not make up one? Say, I only follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. This is a book of insights from your Lord and a guidance and mercy for the people who believe. When the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent. so that you may be blessed. Remember your Lord in your heart with humility and awe and without speaking loudly in the mornings and evenings, and do not be among the heedless. Surely those who are with your Lord, the angels, are not arrogant against his worship, and they proclaim his purity, and before him they prostrate themselves. Surah Al-Anfal, the spoils. With the name of Allah, the most merciful, the very merciful. They ask you about the spoils. Say, the spoils are for Allah and the Messenger. So fear Allah and set your relations right and obey Allah and his Messenger if you are believers. Certainly, the believers are those whose hearts are filled with awe when the name of Allah is mentioned. And when his verses are recited to them, it makes them more developed in faith. And in their Lord they place their trust. They are those who establish Salah and give away from what we have given to them. Those are the believers in reality. For them there are high ranks with their Lord and forgiveness and dignified provision. It is like when your Lord made you leave your home for the sake of truth, while a group from the believers were averse to it. They were disputing with you about the truth after it became clear, as if they were being driven to death, being seen by them. And recall when Allah was promising you that one of the two groups would become yours, and you were wishing that the one without strength should fall to you, and Allah wanted to establish the truth through his words and to cut off the very root of the disbelievers, so that he proves the truth to be true and the falsehood to be false, even though the sinners might dislike it. When you were calling your Lord for help, so he responded to you saying, I am going to support you with 1,000 of the angels, one following the other. And Allah made it the promise merrily to give you good news, and so that your hearts might be at rest thereby. And the help is from none but Allah. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. When he covered you with drowsiness as tranquility descending from him, and sent down upon you water from the heavens, so that he might purify you with it, and remove from you the impurity of Satan, so that he might strengthen your heart and make your feet firm therewith. When your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you, so make firm the feet of those who believe. I shall cast awe into the hearts of those who disbelieve. So strike at the necks and strike at every finger joint of theirs. That is because they were hostile to Allah and his Messenger, and whoever becomes hostile to Allah and his Messenger, then Allah is severe at punishment. That is what you have to taste, and for the disbelievers, it is further punishment of the fire. O you who believe, when you face the disbelievers in a battle, do not turn your backs to them. Whoever turns his back to them on such a day, unless it is for a tactic in the battle or to join a company, turns with wrath from Allah, and his abode is Jahannam, and it is an evil place to return. So, it is not you who kill them, but in fact Allah killed them, and you did not throw when you threw, but Allah throw, so that he might bless the believers with a good favour. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Apart from that, Allah is the one who frustrates the device of the disbelievers. O unbelievers! If you were looking for a decision, the decision has come upon you. And if you give up, it is better for you. And if you repent, we shall repeat. If you repeat, we shall repeat. And your people shall not suffice you at all, even though they are many in number. And Allah is with the believers. O you who believe, obey Allah and his Messenger, and do not turn away from him when you listen to him. And do not be like those who say, we have listened, while they do not listen. Surely the worst of all animals in the sight of Allah are the deaf and the dumb who do not understand. Had Allah seen them in some good, he would have made them listen as due. But if he makes them listen now, they will turn away paying no heed. O you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger when he calls you to what gives you life. And be sure that Allah intervenes between man and his heart, and that to him you shall be gathered. And beware of a scourge that shall not fall only on the wrongdoers from among you, and know well that Allah is severe in punishment. Recall when you were few in number, oppressed on the earth, fearing that the people would snatch you away. Then he gave you shelter and fortified you with his support, and provided you with good things so that you may be grateful. O you who believe, do not betray the trust of Allah and the Messenger, and do not betray your mutual trust while you know. Be aware that your wealth and your children are but a trial, that with Allah there is a great reward. O you who believe, if you fear Allah, he will provide you with a criterion to distinguish between right and wrong, and will write off your evil deeds and will forgive you. Allah is the Lord of great bounty. And recall when the disbelievers were conspiring against you to hold you as a captive or to kill you or to expel you. They were planning, and Allah was planning, and Allah is the best planner. When our verses are recited to them, they say, "We have heard. If we wish, we can compose a discourse like this. It is nothing but the tales of the ancient people." And recall when they said, "O Allah, if this is indeed the truth revealed from you, then rain down stones upon us from the heavens, or bring upon us a painful punishment." And Allah was not to send scourge upon them while you, O Prophet, were in their midst, nor would Allah send scourge upon them while they are seeking forgiveness. And what privilege do they have that Allah should not punish them while they prevent people from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, even though they are not competent to be its custodians? Its competent custodians are none but the God-fearing, but most of them do not know. And their prayer near the house was not more than whistling and clapping. So, taste the punishment, because you used to disbelieve. Surely those who disbelieve spend their wealth to prevent people from the way of Allah. So they shall spend it, then it will become remorse for them. Then they shall be overpowered, and those who disbelieve shall be gathered into Jahannam, so that Allah may separate the wicked from the good people and join the wicked with each other, and heaps them to get all together and puts them into Jahannam. Those are the losers. Say to those who disbelieve that if they desist from infidelity, they shall be forgiven for what has passed of their sins. And if they repeat, then the precedent of their earlier people is already established that the infidels are punished. And fight them until there is no fitna, mischief, and total obedience becomes for Allah. So if they desist, then Allah is indeed watchful over what they do. And if they turn away, then rest assured that Allah is your protector. So excellent a protector is He, and so excellent a supporter. And that is the end of Juz number 9.